whether the person gets healed or not, whether or not they're accepting the truth. You can tell whether or not a person is accepting the truth by how much inner peace they have. Y'all hear that? Anybody else got anything you want to say? Ari?
Sentence number 4, there's not a single moment of my life that is unworthy of unconditional love. Every single moment of my life is worthy of unconditional love.
Where you at?
I just played it a little bit. Sentence number 4 and 2 is number 8.
Between number 4 and number 8.
You must be worthy of the Prince of Peace. I just received it.
That's a great point, too. Anybody else? I love that question. Is it a sacrifice to leave littleness behind? Is it a sacrifice to stop wandering around in vain? It's not a sacrifice to wake up to your power. It's not a sacrifice to wake up your power, but it is a sacrifice to accept anything less than what you deserve. He says, learn that you need to be, that you're worthy. He said, learn that you're worthy. I love that. He says, learn that you're worthy. You don't know what love means because you keep trying to purchase it with little gifts called specialness. I'm going to single you out, exclude you, and give you everything to the exclusion of everybody else that exists.
Or this moment is more special than that moment.
Well, this moment is more special than that moment, so I'm still hanging on to the moments I had 10 years ago. And overlooking the moment that I have right now, where I'm having Christmas time, joining with people who decided with me to see their innocence also. So right now, we could be increasing our appreciation of each other to the point that all the little offerings that we've given ourselves would just slip into nothingness. That's the power of what we could be doing every hour we get together. And that's what we're going to be doing. That's why I'm so excited. Because I know that we're going to end up getting together doing this and watching everything in our personal lives change when we leave here. Because we've reached that point where some people can't go any further.
Yeah.
They reach their limit.
Right.
It's going to be too hard to stay conscious, so they're going to stop coming.
Yeah.
But those who are left, those who have reached their limit of littleness, we'll be in a room full of non-resistance. And if the resistance comes up, well, nobody care because they know they're stronger than their resistance, and they're going to still keep going anyway. I don't have to like what you're saying, but I know it's true, so I'm going to still keep going for the glory. Because if I'm opposing you, all I'm doing is opposing my own magnitude. What kind of stupid decision is that? I'm going to be against the guy that's telling me that I'm magnificent. I'm going to treat him like he's some kind of a con artist because he says to me that love could come through me. That's how you can tell an insane man right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody, even if I was the biggest liar in the world, you should want to support those ideas. Right? Yeah. If you didn't know how to do it, you should still want it.
I want it.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to put so much love on you jokers.
Yeah. And you know it's coming right back.
Oh, I'm waiting. And you can send it to me anytime. It don't have nothing to do with my body. You can do it long distance. Because the body is like the slow way to get it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to come through the body. That's the slow way.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, but it's like a little piece of it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not putting the body down. As a matter of fact, most people get upset about thinking that the truth is taking away their right to have pleasure in the body, but they don't have no pleasure in their body right now. You know what I'm saying? Usually, the people that are most afraid to lose the body are the ones who feel the most guilty about doing anything with it. So just in case they ever decide to start enjoying their body one day in the future, they want to make sure that's okay. Yeah, just try to do it before you die. You'll be back, but why wait? You know. And there is no such thing as reincarnation because you just have one life and that you share with God. But you have a lot of different body wardrobe.
Yeah.
So you change this body and that body and that body and that body and that body, but it's the same life. So you're right. You don't live for one time. You just live forever. Okay? And it's not necessary to believe in reincarnation in order to benefit from the Course. But any idea that suggests you might be something more than your body is a cool idea.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of the idea of reincarnation. Mm-hmm. It supports the idea of eternal life.
Right.
I like that. So look, since I can't prove any of it anyway, and you can't prove what I'm saying isn't true, then why don't we go for the thoughts of the most life-giving? That's the other thing I understand. Nobody's visited hell personally and been able to say what it's like, but everybody believes in something that they haven't personally experienced. So if you had a choice between believing in hell and in love, why not go for love?
Yeah.
You can't prove hell.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's so funny. So you learn so much about the mind of a person by what their ideals are and what it is they defend. Because they're just telling you that that's what they believe they deserve. That's why they hang on to the belief of hell and guilt and sin, because that's what they believe they deserve. And that's why we need to be compassionate for people who believe in that. Because that's their poor appreciation of themselves.
Yeah.
They're giving themselves a little offering. They're believing that somehow or another being punished and pain is what they pay for their pleasures with. You know, so I don't ever try to convince a person that they're not guilty and sinful who wants to believe it. Because when you introduce somebody to that idea before they're ready for it, then they just use that idea to hurt themselves just like they use everything else. Oh, I know I'm innocent. Since I'm innocent, I think I'll just go rob a bank because I'm innocent anyway. Oh, I'm innocent, so I just think I'll, you know, all of a sudden they just start justifying the stupidest stuff. Right? The stuff that offers a little offering, because now they've heard they're innocent. So since I'm innocent now, that means I can just go out and do anything. Yes, you can go out and do anything, but remember, what comes through you goes through the person, goes out and extends, and since you're the host, because you're the one that allowed it to come through, it's headed back to you, it's headed back to you right now from a lot of different directions. So that could be scary, right? Mm-hmm. Except all you have to do, when all that stuff come back that you know you gave, that when you wasn't really loving as you trying to be now, you know how you make sure you don't experience that coming back to you?
Right.
Well, this is what you do. When it arrives, don't be there. You hear me?
Yeah.
When you know you haven't always been loving, and you know you were very unconscious at one time, and you know you were very selfish, and you were attacked, and you only thought about yourself, and it was all about you.
Yeah, once upon a time.
Once upon a time that probably wasn't the way you were, right? So you know that's why people don't like that whole idea of thought being created, and that whatever you give is what's going to come back, because they know they're giving a bunch of crap a lot of times, and they don't want to believe that stuff is coming back to them, so of course they don't want to believe in metaphysical truth. Why would anybody want to believe in metaphysical truth of creating their own reality if they're full of fear and anger and upset? Nobody's going to want to hear that idea. That's why they fight you. But the thing about it is, I know I did some stuff when I wasn't aware and more aware, and probably doing some now. But I know I did some in the past. So all you have to do, so that you'll never have to worry about that stuff coming back to hurt you, just simply don't be there. Don't be on that level of consciousness. Don't be on that level of love. Don't be on that level of truth. Don't be on that level of thinking. Then you won't be there.
That's good.
Because it comes back to where it came from. But if you're not there, how can it get to you?
Ooh. I'm free of prom night.
I'm looking forward to prom night coming back. On sexual experiences that I've had in the past and go, oh my God, I wish I hadn't have done that. I wish I had enjoyed it more. Because the only thing that kept me from enjoying the experience to the fullest was my belief that I was doing something wrong to begin with. So why do I want to condemn it by thinking it's something I need to be forgiven for now?
So it's okay to be there then when that comes back at us.
Besides everything, you gave and received your karma in that moment. The moment that you didn't feel cool about it, that was your karma. Yeah. You got your karma in the moment, so you don't have to worry about getting it in the future. The time that you were giving yourself that little offering of non-appreciation of that joyous time, that was you paying the price in suffering. Because you could have been enjoying yourself a whole lot more. You've already paid the debts for everything you think you've ever done. There is no debt for you to pay. It was given and received at the same time. Holy child of God.
There you go.
Holy child of God. Oh my goodness. It's 8 minutes to eight.
So you're saying the level in which you are in something is based on what you believe.
The level in which you're in something is based on what you have, what you believe. But by believe, we mean what you have accepted as true for you.
So if you believe that you're not entitled to that karma anymore, then you're not there.
But you, but if you've accepted it's true, then you're demonstrating that. Okay, so remember that. If you've accepted it as true, then you're living it. If I've accepted that the only way for me to unlock